went through a breakup recently, which I think is great because it means it was a real relationship. Finally, right? Usually I'm like, it's over. And he's like, who's this? I don't know this phone number. I think breakups were easier before the internet. You know, we could just be like, sorry, it didn't work out. Have a nice life. Go away. Right? Now it's like, sorry, it didn't work out. I will see you online forever. There were some clues he wasn't the guy for me. I feel like there's always clues we ignore for 4 to 5 years. And one clue is we had very little in common, except we both really loved him. Like one time, I swear he actually said this once, he said, I love you more than you love me because I love myself so much. You need to love yourself more so that you can love me more. And I was like, actually, I think we both need to love you less. Because the more I love you, the more I hate myself for loving a guy who loves himself so much. Our breakup was interesting because he was a little competitive with me. That was one of our problems. And one time, out of the blue, he just said, you know, you're not smarter than me. And I was like, it's actually smarter than I am. And then he said, well, between you and I finished college and you didn't. And I was like, it's actually between you and me. And then he said, you and I are done. And I was like, you got that one right. I'm getting a little older. I'm in my 30s now, which is, I know it's not old, but certain things change in your 30s, you know, like I don't relate to anyone in their 20s now because I look at them and I'm like, you're so cute because you still think you matter. The rest of your life, it's just a really long journey where you find out you matter less and less and less every day, and then you die. Not to give it away to the kids in the crowd. My friend wanted to get lunch recently, but she's like, I'm vegan now. And I was like, uh-oh, here we go with that whole thing. I was like, do you want to go to Cafe Gratitude? It's a vegan restaurant in LA. And she was like, well, I'm also gluten-free, so can we go to the juice bar? And I was like, how about we just never speak again? Let's just move on with our lives. And she got a tattoo of a hummingbird she was really proud of. She's like, Erica, I just got a new tattoo of a hummingbird. Do you know what hummingbirds represent? And I was like, no, but I bet you're going to tell me. She's like, they represent change. And I was like, interesting. You know what doesn't usually represent change? Tattoos. Not a big symbol of change. My parents have been married a really long time. They've been married for 41 years. And I wonder, like, what makes a happy marriage, why it's lasted so long. And I think for them, it's because my dad can't possibly leave my mom because he's in a wheelchair. He has MS. You know, it's a neurological disease. And I found out recently they have an MS walk. Just seems very disrespectful to me. So I went on it, you know, to find out what all the fuss was about, and it's just like thousands of people showing off what they can do. It's just so rude. My dad hates that joke too, and I'm always like, sorry, Dad, but when I have an idea, I run with it. Unlike some people I know. So you're just gonna have to roll with it.
We'll be right back. not a test. This is rock and roll.
The Rock Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Hall from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Brothers, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
Yes, there you go, that's the Doors, and Hello, I Love You. And before that, you were Erica Rhodes, Your 20s Don't Matter. And it only matters to the age you're at the time. Anyway, you're listening to me, Liam Burke, and the Liam Burke Show for another week. This week I'm deciding to do 60s music, 60s rock music, or that kind of stuff. Classic rock, if you like. So bear with me for the next hour and a bit and see what comes up. We've got 15 songs of the 60s, and maybe next week then we'll do the 70s. And because Evie suggested that I do a show completely on Pat, I will do that as well. I haven't forgotten about that, Evie, but I will do that too. But for this week, it's just all 60s, and then we'll work our way right up to present day if I can, and we'll see how that goes, because I'm not just sure what's about now at the minute. There's very little in the lines of rock bands now. It's all manufactured crap that's out there at the minute. Anyway, I shouldn't say that. There is some good bands now around. But anyway, we'll work our way up to that and see how we go. Yes, how are you? How's everyone out there in podcast land? Another podcast for you to check out, if you so wish, is an Irish-Egyptian man and by the name of Baz Ashmawi. Is it Ashmawi? No, Baz Ashmawi. It's the good, the Baz, and the ugly. Check it out. It's on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm at the minute listening to several different podcasts. You know, I listen to Tommy and Hector show. Tommy, Hector and Loretta show. And then I'm also listening to The Good, The Baz and The Ugly. What else am I listening to? Serial Killers is another one. And actually, believe it or not, in Serial Killers, I was listening to a podcast from way back when they came out, and it was one of the shows, there was two guys from the north of Ireland that moved over to Scotland, and they were starting to rob bodies, dead bodies, and selling them to the hospitals over there, and got paid. This was way back in the 1900s, early 1900s, and one of them was called William Burke. Exactly, the same as me, yes. And I didn't rob bodies, and I'm not looking for bodies. I'm not body snatching at the minute. So there you go. Just a little bit of a ditty. Check out Serial Killers and go and check that podcast out, the one where It's early days. William Burke and William, can't think of what the other fellow's name was, but I know it was William Blake or Bourne or something like that. But William Burke is one there. And see, my grandfather was William Burke, and so was my great-grandfather and my father. And, of course, me, William the Fourth, the Conqueror. Anyway, let's keep going. Well, enough of that nonsense. Here is the Rolling Stones, and let's spend the night together. There you go, the Beach Boys and Help Me Rhonda. You got to have a bit of Beach Boys in the 60s and Help Me Rhonda. The only thing about the 60s music is that there was an awful lot of very short singles, is what we used to call them. Yes, back in our day, they used to be known as singles and vinyl records, of course. There was singles, 7-inch singles. There was 12-inch singles when it moved on into the 80s. And then you had, of course, the albums themselves, which I always bought the album rather than buying a single. Because the single at the time, I think, was $1.99. This is way back when, in the 80s. And the album was, what was the album? The album was about $4.99. So it always made sense because you were always going to get more use out of the album because they would release maybe 4 or 5 or 6 songs off the album. So, yeah. It was very quick records back in them days. And nowadays, well, it just depends. I do like some of the live stuff where the live stuff goes on for about 6, 7, 8 minutes, whatever it is. So, you know. But it's hard to believe that a lot of these songs are over 50 years old that we're playing now at the minute. Just like this one. And This Man's Long Gone. I seen him in Slane in 1986. Yeah, Queen was 85. Bowie was 86, and who was 87? Or maybe Bowie? No, was Bowie 87? No, Queen was 86, and Bowie was 87 in Slane. With Big Country, and Stuart Adamson of Big Country is no longer with us as well. And maybe we'll play a track or two from Big Country when we hit the 80s week. Anyway, in the meantime, here is Bowie with Space Oddity.
Control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
7, 6.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2.
Check ignition,
1.
And may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. Now it's time to leave the
There you go, David Bowie and Space Oddity. Still sounds as good as the day it came out. And I remember seeing him in Slane playing that, and it was just phenomenal. He's an absolute class act, was a class act, and he's gone to the great big gig in the sky. Anyway, keep going with the 70s or 60s music this week. And here's Led Zeppelin, Heartbreaker. Zeppelin and Heartbreaker. Oh, give it up, lads. It's hard to believe that they are coming in at over 50 years of age. Just like this one from Deep Purple. And of course, it's a little bit of hush needed.
Hush.
Deep Purple and Hush. Now, what have I got for you? Oh, more time for comedy, and a little bit more comedy. This time around, I've got Esther. Now, I have to try and get this right. Esther Povitsky, being hot for having a name like Esther.
You know, I look like your babysitter. I know. I look like a really good babysitter because I just look nice, but not quite hot enough to ruin a marriage. When I first moved to LA, I had someone ask me if I was going to change my name for the stage. My name is Esther Povitsky. They said, are you going to change your name for the stage? And I said, no. I thought about it. I like Povitsky. It's unique. And then he looked at me and said, no, I meant Esther. And I was like, oh, right, I forgot. Both my names are ugly. I don't just sound like a Polish cabbage farmer. I sound like a very old Polish cabbage farmer. Whatever, I'm hot. For my name. You know it's true. When they say Esther Povitsky and I walk out, you're like, okay. Okay, yeah. But literally, if someone was just like, this is my friend Ashley, you'd be like, ew. Ashley's like awkward. Does she look like her dad? I get the feeling she looks like her dad. I once had a guy tell me that I was the kind of girl you'd have sex with in your car, but not your house. I was like, thank you, officer. You may not be able to tell this from looking at me and my height, but I was breastfed. I was actually breastfed too long, and the reason I know this is because my mom tells me it was really easy to get me to stop breastfeeding, because she could just say to me, we're done now, and I understood her. And I guess I actually responded and said, yeah, mom, I have to go to work. But I'm really hungry. Can you pump me a snack for later? Look, that's a joke, okay? That's not true. But what is true is I was breastfed too long. And the real reason I know I was breastfed too long is because I fucking remember it. That's right. And I feel very confident that if I didn't remember being breastfed, I wouldn't be on this stage right now. No, I'd be out there having fun with all of you. It'd be great. It's messed up that my first memory of being alive is of hooking up with my mom. You don't want that. My mom is hotter than me, and I'm not just saying that because we did hook up. I don't mean like she was hotter than me at my age. No, my mom is actively hotter than me. My mom is hotter than me right now. And people hear that, and they don't want to believe it. They're like, what do you mean? And I'm like, no, it's really simple. I'll explain it to you. Here's what happened. My mom met an ugly guy. He had a house and she wanted it. So she had sex with him, and here I am. I know I look like a person, but I'm a real estate transaction. Guys, I'm 31, and I recently met another 31-year-old who owned their own home. And I was like, bitch, stay in your house. No one wants to meet you. It made me feel so insecure and so bad about myself. And then I was like, you know what? No, I'm not going to let this take me down because I'm not doing that bad. I could own my own home really soon if everyone in my family dies at the exact same time. I could own my own home and a 2009 Honda Accord. Ivan Esther, thank you.
Hey, it's Ben Stiller.
Hey, it's Julie Bowen.
Hello, I'm Scotty from Star Trek. James Doohan.
I'm Magic Johnson. Yeah, the ex-basketball player. Yeah, that's me.
This is Geraldo Rivera.
Hello, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. I love
you.
You're damn right.
Gently weeps.
There you go, that's the Beatles. And While My Guitar Gently Weeps. I actually came across that song many moons ago. I'm not a big fan of the Beatles, and I came across that song many, many moons ago on an album, which was a rock album. That was it was kind of a compilation album about all different songs, and that song was played. I think Jeff Healey played that song on the album, if I'm not mistaken, but I'll have to dig it up and find out. Anyway, you have to look at it, and you have to say to yourself, a lot of songs throughout the decades have been attributed back to the Beatles. Even some of the Chemical Brothers nowadays, some might say who. Yes, the Chemical Brothers, they have a song called Star Guitar, and that was attributed back to them as well. There's a lot of stuff that returns back to the Beatles. So love them or hate them, they are they have influenced an awful lot of people and helped an awful lot of people move on to their particular tracks. And it's meant that the Beatles have spread almost, I suppose, 5-6 decades now at this stage. So it's just unbelievable to see that still going. And that was the While My Guitar Gently Weeps there. Here is a track from The Who on our 60s show. If you want to get in contact with me and maybe help pick some of the songs for, I'll put it up on Facebook anyway, and you can pick some of the songs for the 70s show, and then 80s, then 90s, noughties, 10s, 20s, whatever you want to call it, I don't know. Anyway, here is The Who with Pinball Wizard, live at the Isle of Wight from 1970. Unbelievable. Pinball Wizard, The Who, from our 60s show. And as I said beforehand, if you want to get in contact with me, you can get me on Spotify, get me CastBox, Instagram, Podchaser. You can get me on Deezer, you can get me on liambrookshow.com, you can get me on Faceache. And if you fancy maybe leaving a request for someone, do that too, and I'll play it. Yes, Pinball Wizard, the start of that with the guitar. When I started playing guitar, learned to play guitar, that was one of the ones I started, and it's great, and I love it. I must go back, play it again, because it's real quick. piece to play, and it's just fantastic. And we are, what do you call it, moving along the line sometime shortly, and I'm going to set up the drums and start getting back into that again, because I do want to play them. It's very hard to play it in a small place here, and when the drums are set up in the kitchen. So hopefully we'll move it on from there and get playing. Yes, and I'll get a little bit better and maybe start my own group and make millions at 52 years of age. Who knows? Anyway, you listen to the Liam Bourke Show with me, Liam Bourke, and here is the Yardbirds with For Your Love. Yardbirds and For Your Love. Yes, on our 60s show. And as I said, I will put it up over the next while, over the next day or two. Well, look, it'll be up. Don't you worry. You'll be able to help pick out stuff. Anyway, I want to play this. I came across this. I don't know how good it is or what it's like. It's from Uncle John. And it's called The Dildo Song.
Paper here. I said, I think I know you're going around from house to house to change the name Dildo. I said, now friend, I will not sign the shameless precious name. I hope that every person here, they will feel the same, for God will travel with us wherever we may go. He will never laugh or joke about the name Dildo. For our dignity, our name will never change. And I stands for the innocent child who should never feel ashamed. It'll be fought for liberty, D for days of old. While all spells out the loving words that we all call Dildo. Now when I die, I'll leave this place, the home in which I love. God, he gets me ready then to take me off above. He will take me by the hand
together we will go to homes built in heaven, which he has named above. He stands for our dignity, our name will never change. And I stands for the innocent child who should never feel ashamed. Hell, we fought for liberty, D for days of old. Sit beside the sea, you'll find the people all so kind with hospitality. So come and take a visit, you'll always be a friend. There's a welcome at my every door, don't knock, just come on in. He stands for our dignity, our name will never change. And I stands for the innocent child, you should never feel ashamed. Hell, we fought for liberty, D for days of old. While old spells out the loving words that we all call dildo.
There you go, Uncle John with the dildo song. Check it out if you dare. Here is the Zombies and Tell Her No.
And if she should tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a charm, tell her no.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, this ODB, Dirk McGurk.
What's happening? Straight out of Detroit Rock City, this is Kid Rock, and you are listening
to the Liam Burke Show.
Oh, my God.
Spencer Davis Group Band, Give Me Some Lovin' on this 60s show. Now, just checking this out for you. Just, I know y'all wanted to hear this. And Dildo is actually a place. It's a town in Newfoundland in Canada. Dildo is a community on the island of Newfoundland in the province of Newfoundland, Canada. It is located on the southeastern Dildo arm of Trinity Bay, and it's about 60 kilometres west of St. John's. Dildo, South Dildo is a neighbouring community of 250 residents. There you go, and I thought it was just a song they were taking the pee of, but obviously not. Anyway, time now for more comedy with Tom Segura, with Steven Seagal is out of his mind.
Shay shit, they said when we were kids, they now say as adults, right? They're like, oh, you know, you watch too much TV, it'll rot your mind, or you can't learn anything from television, but that's not true. You can learn a lot from television. For instance, without television, I would have no idea that Steven Seagal is out of his fucking mind. Or alive. I also didn't know that. He has a show. It's not a scripted show. It follows around the real Steven Seagal, and every episode begins with him looking in the camera and saying, I don't know if you knew this or not, but for the last 20 years, I've been a cop. And you're like, what did you just say? I thought you'd been making shitty movies for the last 20 years. What are you talking about? You watch the show, he has the most unlikable quality in a human being, which is that he is an expert in everything. Literally, if a dog walks by, he's like, that's a Shih Tzu boxer hound mix right there. And they're like, how do you know that? He's like, I've been working with dogs for like 35 years. Then a helicopter flies by, and he's like, that's a HUB-106. And they're like, how do you know that? And he's like, I've been flying helicopters for like 47 years. Then he does the thing, though, that everybody does who knows something about everything. Everybody has a friend, no matter what you're doing. They know the history of it all. They know every topic, every fucking fact. If you're eating dinner, they're like, you know, forks are from the Roman times, and they would sculpt them out of bark. And you're like, will you shut the fuck up and let me finish this, please? Seagal will do that, too, but you know he's making it up. He'll be like, you know, they also call that helicopter a Skippy. And they're like, why? He goes, listen to it. Skip, 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 skip. That's bullshit. You made that shit up. No, seriously. It just blows my mind. It really does. That everybody in this room, everybody has this real world possibility in their lives. All of us. We could go tonight, if we wanted to, tonight. You could go to Louisiana. You could start a fight in a bar. And there is a real world possibility that Steven Seagal will arrest you. Isn't that insane to you? I've lost sleep over this shit. I mean, that's crazy. That's literally like if you leave here and you roll through a stop sign and then Sylvester Stallone is like, hey, roll it down. And you're like, get the fuck out of here. You work here?
It's my passion, yeah.
Will you say Adrian or something?
Nah.
It's nuts. You have to watch this show. He panders to every group according to race, knowing full well there's a camera crew following him around. He doesn't give a shit. If you're white, he's like, how's it going? All right. And then to black people, he's like, what's up, cuz? And they're like, hey, what's up? I'm holding you down, so holla if you need something. Okay. And then to all Latino, Spanish-speaking people, he insists on speaking horrifically broken Spanish, even if they start the conversation in English. If they're like, hey, yeah, I called 911, thank you for coming. The thing is, he's like, ah, hola. Mucho queso. They're like, I think my English is way better than your Spanish, man. And he's like, no, gracias. No. And then to all Asian people, he bows, regardless of where he meets them. If you're Asian and you cross Steven Seagal's path, he's like, eh. And you sit and they go, hey, I was born here, you dick. Like, you don't have to do that. And he's like, sorry, I've been doing martial arts for like 85 years. He trains other cops in hand-to-hand combat. I think that's infuriating for those cops. It's not like we're hanging out. We're like, hey, man, do you want to do like a couple shots and then go down the street? Steven Seagal is teaching people how to throw punches. And we're like, okay, yeah, let's fucking go. No. It's you're a cop and you show up at work and they're like, we're going to go over hand-to-hand combat today so you can protect yourself if you're in a really dangerous situation. You're like, oh, cool. Who'd you bring in to teach us? Like some Navy SEALs or Green Berets? And they go, no. We brought in Steven Seagal. And you're like, are we shooting a fucking movie this week or something? Like, mm-mm. Okay, I'll pass because that's ridiculous. I don't want to be a part of that. That's literally like if you were like at NASA and they're like, all right, future astronauts, we're going to go over space exploration. And to get us started, why don't you welcome Captain Kirk? Come on out, man. And you're like, is he qualified to do this? And they're like, oh, you've seen him do all that shit. Yeah, he knows what he's talking about, man. He's been up there. They show him teaching people how to fight. It's horrible. He's bloated now. He doesn't have the same range of motion. He's like, everybody line up. If somebody throws a punch, you could block it like that. And then you could kick him in the throat like that. Are you kicking a child in the throat right now? Some people's throats are down there. I like Havarti cheese the most. What's your favorite?
Get to heaven. Take the stairway. To get to hell, take the highway. To get to Clarksville, take the last train.
Take the last train to Clarksville, and I'll meet you at the station. You can be.
No need to ask for directions when you want to listen to the Liam Burke Show.
Green Onions with what do you call it on that 60s show. That is the Liam Burke show for this week. So still got a couple more tracks to go, so don't go anywhere just yet. A bit like this from Cream and Sunshine of Your Love. There you go, that was Cream and Sunshine of Your Love. Now, I want to play this before we have a last couple of songs. And it's called Grandma's Viagra Song. Have a listen.
Viagra take 3. Viagra. Viagra. Bye, oh, bye, bye, Viagra. He took that pill at 7.
Woo!
He drank some cherry wine.
Uh-huh.
He thinks I'm gonna make that little thing shine. He gets that horny.
Discover that he really wasn't where it's at.
There you go, there's Bob Dylan and Like a Rolling Stone on that 60s show, which is nearly coming to an end. Just one more track to go before we do. And I want to say to you, have a great week. See you all next week, and take care of yourselves and make sure to wash the hands and get the jab. Here's the only track I can think of to get off and finish this week with. It is, of course, The Animals. Till next week, Liam Bourke signing off on The Liam Bourke Show. Take it easy. See you all soon. Stay safe. The Animals with We Gotta Get Out of This Place. Take care. Bye bye.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. I know. Watch my daddy in bed and crying, watch his hand been turning gray. He's been working and slaving his life away. Oh yes, I know. He's been working so hard. Mama been working too, baby, every night and day.
Baby, I know it, baby. You know it too, baby.